Good morning. We're here.
Hello.
Yes. Good morning. We're here. We're live on the air. This is 88.5 KRFY. You have tuned into the morning show, and I have. I'm Jack, and across from me is Jim.
Some of us are ready.
Yes, you had your microphone right in front of you.
It helps.
Yeah. I had to reach over for it a little bit there, but anyway, we're on the air now.
And we're with Dinah Wall, the executive director of the festival at Sandpoint.
Good morning, boys.
It's good
and to everyone out there.
Well, it's good to have you here, and we're going to be chatting up a storm with Dinah about big event this afternoon, the poster unveiling.
That's right.
Then we're going to talk about the lineup, and we do have some ticket giveaways. But Jack, did you have a good fourth?
I had a fantastic fourth.
A fantastic fourth. Ooh, you alliterate.
Yes. It was, well, you weren't here, Jim, but it was a fine day. I went to the parade. I was actually in the parade.
So was Diana.
Oh, what did you do in the parade, Jack?
I walked with a group who I shouldn't give any kind of unnecessary favor to that group.
Another radio station.
No, I just don't want to. I don't want to tip my hand. I don't want to bias any one particular group over another. So, anyway, but there I was walking in the parade.
Ooh, let's talk about that.
Well, I'll say I was with the Rotary Club of Sandpoint, and yes. I got to drive Mel Dick's beautiful red convertible Lexus because he was sitting on the back of it with Ryan Lettman. It's kind of a tradition for the Rotary Club, the incoming president and the outgoing president, because we switch over on July 1st, ride in the car in the parade.
Oh, cool.
And then we had a bunch of boom shakalaka kind of little drill team of Rotarians behind us.
And there's no shame or guilt, unlike Jack.
Exactly.
I'm
proud to be a Rotarian, but maybe he's with a more nefarious group. I just don't know what to say about that.
Yes.
Under the
maybe it's political or religious or something like that.
The under the bridge people.
How
was the weather here on the
It was
fourth?
Beautiful. It was nice. Well, it was a little cloudy.
Wasn't it kind of cloudy in the morning?
Yeah, a little bit, but it wasn't overly hot. Wasn't overly
And I
cold.
Thought that was great for the parade, because sometimes you're out
Super
there and it's just
hot,
beaten down. So, yeah, it was very comfortable.
Were there tractors?
Sure.
Oh, yes,
you got to have tractors
and a logging truck for sure.
Oh, what fun.
There was everything. Somewhere up there was the horses, because I saw evidence of it walking by, but I didn't
actually see
the horses.
Poop cleaner uppers? You know,
they did. I saw
they
did, but they missed a little bit.
Sometimes you miss some.
Well, they're moving
awfully
fast.
There were mule teams, too.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
It was great.
Yep.
I'm sorry I missed it.
Lots of kids.
It was very nice, and then it was barbecue time after that. Did you go to a barbecue?
Yes, definitely.
Of course you did.
Went to a nice barbecue, went out on a boat ride, watched the fireworks. It's great. This is a great town to be in for 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody hits the streets.
It's a fun holiday.
And you were at a family reunion, Jim.
I was in Indiana and drove down to Southern Ohio to Westchester, Hamilton area. And we had I'm guessing 65 to 70 of us.
Wow.
And from all over. And we do it once every 3 years. We know the next one is 2022, carved in stone, come hell or high water.
Uh-huh.
It's awesome.
And with the global melt that's going on, it could be. We're going to have it in Atlanta in 2020.
Atlanta.
Two cousins. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It seems like, though, all of our reunions are in the land of humidity.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as I have aged, I am not a big fan of humidity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've discovered by living in Montana and North Idaho that life can be well lived without that word.
Well, it's strange. You know, I'm from Hawaii, and when I go back there, I think, how could we have driven around in cars with no AC? You know, I mean, there was no AC back in the 70s, 80s.
Now, did you, speaking of living in Hawaii. Does it get? Do the breezes come in and move it?
That makes it a lot better than like in places in the South,
like
in the
Ohio.
Because, no, it is, and it really never gets much into the 90s there. And there are the trade winds that when you get what's called the Kona weather is when it gets really muggy and there's no trade winds, and then you are really dying there.
Mm-hmm. But does that happen that often?
Not that often. So it is. But you feel that humidity. You definitely do.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
Let's get serious. What's the temperature range there? What's the average low? Get this, Jack.
Probably,
the average low.
Oh, the average low would probably be like 76 or something. But then, you know, it's usually about 82 and nice. You know, it's like in the 80s.
It's really about a 10 degree high and low. That just
it's true.
Sweeps me away.
Last year, it got down into dipped into the 60s. And
oh, my God.
People were freaking out.
Oh, no.
They were absolutely freaking out. People were
covering their pineapples.
Yeah,
at
they
night.
Were buying heaters at the store. Costco was out of heaters. It was gone.
Oh, God. Can you believe that, Jack?
Heaters. People were freaking out. They were like taking snapshots of their you know, thermometers dipping below into the 60s, like, oh, my gosh, and posting them on Facebook.
Madness.
It was madness, yes.
What
yes.
fun. Yes. Speaking of weather.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm. Jack, you're falling off your duties.
Well, we had last week off, Jim, and I am...
I know, I hear what you're saying.
Can I say it's thrown me off, like, in more ways than one. It also felt like yesterday, I mean, like, I shouldn't be at work today, you know? That 3-day week followed by a 1-day week.
A holiday should not fall on a Wednesday or a Thursday, you know, because it just... They should only be on weekends. I'm sorry.
On Fridays or Mondays.
Absolutely.
You just have the 4th of July be the... You know, the 6th of July or whatever.
Absolutely. I mean, because, you know, in terms of travel, getting together with families and that sort of thing, I do know that it's rather pleasant outside, though overcast.
Yes, but
hey,
it feels nice.
I'm not going to throw any rocks.
A high today of 78 degrees. Currently 61.
It's Hawaii weather.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
A slight chance of sprinkles and partly cloudy. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 55 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high of 81.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Like, hey, did any of you, either of you, watch the women's soccer?
Yes, of course. Huge soccer fan. So proud of them. That
and
was huge.
I loved it.
Yeah, me too.
I'd much rather watch the women than the men because I just find that there's more technical skill. I mean, I watched their passes, and you know, it wasn't just to the person; it was anticipating how far they would be when the ball got to them across the field. It was wonderful.
Yeah, you like women's basketball too, don't you?
Oh,
yeah,
absolutely.
You're a big fan.
Women's college basketball. I just love. You know, I think the thing is that on the college and professional level, so much of the game is played above the rim.
Right.
And. In women's basketball, so much depends upon setting a screen, a pick, a good pass, plays, you know, where they, I watch some of the playoffs at professional basketball, and, you know, they'll isolate one-on-one and four people on one side of the floor. I just find women's basketball to be much more a team sport.
Yeah.
And that's Jim on July the 11th talking about women's basketball.
You also tend to cheer for, I mean, the women's teams you cheer for do better than the men's teams that you cheer for.
Oh, my beloved Irish. Go Notre Dame. All five of their starters last year were drafted, which was only the second time in women's history, basketball history, that all five were drafted into the pro ranks. So... The coach of Notre Dame is going to earn her money this year because it's a bunch of newbies.
Yeah, that's for sure.
They lost like 99% of their offense, 99% of everything. So.
I wonder if Megan Rapinoe, back to soccer, will retire or whether she's...
Well, I did read a stat that it's once every 4 years, and there are 12 players on the women's team 30 years or older.
Yeah.
And I think one was like 36 or 37. So... Those, but the woman who scored the second goal, see, I know a lot of this stuff.
Lavelle.
Yes, she is like only like 24.
She looked like a little kid.
But when you saw her score, you know, on her own through three defenders, you know, just like ballet, just beautiful. Yeah. I screamed. I screamed.
It was havoc at the. I did not really know that it was going on, or at least what time of day it was going on. And I went over to Matchwood Brewing at one point and walked in, and it was just a wall of people.
Oh,
just,
yeah.
Yeah, there were a few places around town who were showing the event, and quite a turnout here in San
Francisco. Well, it started back East Coast time, 11 o'clock on Sunday, which
yeah, so
would
it was
have
8
been
o'clock, yeah.
early here. And but. We were in the car traveling back. What we did is we did set the recorder. So we got to see
Perfect.
Absolutely. So,
yeah, that's great.
Great time. We need to start talking. Oh, what were you going to say, Jack? Your lips were poised about ready to say something.
I was just going to say that summer is here. We have mostly sunny weather on Friday and a high of 81, mostly sunny on Saturday with a high of 83. Slight chance of showers, but then sunny on Sunday with a high of 78. Monday, mostly sunny, high of 76.
I was really amazed by how much our garden grew in the last week. Mm-hmm. I mean, the lettuce bolted. Mm-hmm. I hate bolting lettuce. I know there's too much hate in this world, but bolting lettuce just doesn't...
I don't even know what that means.
It means
it goes to seed.
Basil does that as well. You got to nip them off at the top.
Yes, it's true.
But tomatoes, I've got some baby little cherry tomatoes just doing great. We had peas, radishes, the sinus of tennis balls when you don't get when you don't get them early enough. I mean, you know, that sort of thing. But today, Dover Bay. Something's going to happen.
This is true, and it's going to be beautiful weather for it.
Oh, absolutely. And what a great venue.
5 o'clock. We love being there. You know, it's right next to Dish at Dover Bay, and Gary and his wonderful chef out there and staff cater it. And it's complimentary, hors d'oeuvres, and there's lots of wonderful, wonderful little snacks and what we call in Hawaii poo-poos.
I call them snicky snacks.
Snicky snacks, okay.
Snicky snacks or poo-poo.
Poo-poos or hors d'oeuvres.
What do you call them, Jack? I'm sorry, Jack.
Oh, I'm Did no, we wake no, you up? No.
Appies?
Yeah, happy appies.
Happy appies.
Okay,
yeah. Snicky
snacks and oopa poo-poos. Yeah, there you go. So come on out. Mm-hmm. And there's a cash bar out there as well. And there's a nice little tent with tables and chairs. And you'll
see. Is there going to be music?
Oh, yes. And absolutely. It's going to be Red Blend, which is.
Do we know them?
Meg.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Meg Turner, Chris Lynch, and Brian Jacobs will be playing.
Now, why is the reason that.
They played here for our Blitz Drive. They were here.
Wonderful.
And
wonderful.
Were very well reviewed, perhaps.
Yeah. At first, it was only going to be Meg and Chris. And then Brian decided to join in with them. So now it's the Red Blend. And she used to be in a band called Still Tipsy and the Hangovers. That was a lot of fun. She's got a great voice. And so the music is going to start at 5. And it's the event is from 5 to 7. But at 6 is when we unveil Robert Bissett's artwork, and it's going to be really cool. So I invite everyone to come on out.
So you've seen it already?
Yes, I have.
Ooh.
Yes.
Can you
hold
it up close to the mic so we could see it?
Here you go.
So how many years now have we had posters?
I think that we have had posters for, this is our 37th year, and it's the 37th year. I mean, they had one from the very beginning. There's even one from 1983 that's very rare.
So what is Robert, I call him Bob.
Bob.
His medium.
Okay, so normally he is known for his landscapes and portraits, paintings for many, many years. And then recently in the last 10 years, he's gotten into digital, kind of digital artwork.
Ooh, ooh.
Yeah, and so this artwork is going to be, it's going to be one of his digital digital pieces that has to do with the festival. And it's very, very cool. I'll give you a hint that the osprey figure prominently into it.
Ooh.
Well.
Okay. Enough said about that.
Yeah.
And
so what he's going to do, and so there's a printed original that's going to be auctioned off. But
right,
what he's
right.
going to do today out at Dover Bay, we have a screen there, and he's going to hook his laptop into it. He's going to show people kind of how he did this and the process that he used to create the artwork. So I think it's going to be very intriguing for people that are into art and people who just are, how do artists work and what would they do? And so...
That's really a good point, because oftentimes with art, we see the finished product.
Right.
We don't see the process. And
exactly.
I'm as intrigued by the process as I am by the product.
Mm-hmm.
And how does one get that pot, that ceramic piece like that? How does one get to that point?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see people's reaction, and I'm excited for the theme of it, because it's interesting. There have been many many artists who have depicted the Osprey over the years, because the Osprey are
they're almost a part of the festival.
They are. They're part of it. They hang out there. They have got a couple of nests. They usually
their heads are bobbing, waiting for the fish to come in.
Definitely. I mean, there have been numerous times when Osprey have swooped over the crowd with a big fish and sometimes dropped it. You know, which is really funny. You think of somebody sitting there suddenly this half-eaten fish is on you.
Just ruined my poo-poo.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, there's been some incidents of poo-poo, of Osprey poo-poo, speaking of which. And then, people have gotten, you know, just bombed when they've been standing under the nest or something.
I wouldn't do that. But it is, I've been at the festival when we've had a flyover.
Oh, yeah.
And with the fish in the talons. And it's just like... Yeah.
Well, at one time, I remember it was the Pines of Respighi, and that was being conducted by Gary Sheldon with his symphony, and there was a real quiet part, and suddenly the Osprey just started chiming in, like, really loud. So he turned around with his little baton and was just like, conducting them.
What fun.
And he also one time used a recording of them in a piece that he did, too.
Cool. So this is... Today,
poster unveiling.
At five.
Festival poster unveiling.
At Dover Bay.
And 5 to 7. And the great thing about this tradition, too, is that it's the former poster artists that pick the artist every year. They get together, and it's kind of a democratic voting process where each of them bring three names, and then you see three names are, and then they vote on that, you know, person. And they meet. It's in January every year that the artists get together and make the decision. And so it's very cool that you're kind of chosen by your artistic peers.
How exciting. And I do remember from previous festivals, you walk through, and it's off to the right.
Yes.
The little... what do you want to
call it? Merchandise booth, yeah.
Where the poster is, the original is, and then it's auctioned off. When is it auctioned off?
It's auctioned off. The silent auction will start this evening.
Okay.
And then it goes throughout the festival, and it will end on the grand finale night at intermission. Then we announce who's won the artwork. And, you know, it's everything from paintings to, 3 years ago with Lita Judd, we had ceramic frogs. You know, there have been a number of different media.
Quilts,
you name it. There have been a lot of different.
One thing we should mention is after all the bills have been paid and whatever, where the money goes to, so people can understand the importance of festival.
Well, we are a 501c3, and a big part of that is our educational mission. And we actually just finished an amazing new educational program that we have that was a summer music camp with 130 kids. And that took place July 24th through 27th, culminated in a great concert at the Panetta Theater. And that summer camp is open to kids aged 8 to 18, all abilities, and it was free of tuition. So we try to do that. We try to make music really accessible for kids. We have strings orchestra programs that happen throughout the year before school, 2 days a week. We do a fifth grade outreach program. We go into every fifth grade classroom and kind of inspire the kids with musical selections before they are going to be in sixth grade band. Most of the public schools start band in sixth grade. We do an instrument assistance program where we help students and schools get instruments they need if they can't afford them. We have scholarships. We have a Charlie Packard, a singer-songwriter scholarship, an instrumental scholarship, and a scholarship with the Angels Over Sandpoint that rotates each year. This year it was visual arts, and Tristan Playle, a Sandpoint High School graduate, is going to be designing the cover for our family concert program. So it's just that we do a lot. We do a lot for art education, and we actually created a separate Facebook page if you're curious about what the festival does for art education, or if you know a kid that wants to be involved in that sort of thing. We have a regular Sandpoint Facebook page, and we also have a Sandpoint Education Facebook page.
So what are the names? The two
Festival at Sandpoint Education and just Festival at Sandpoint. So the two different ones. Yeah. So check it out.
It's good to know. I mean, a lot of, you know, besides bringing first-rate entertainment for the first 2 weekends in August, giving back to the community, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Cool. Shall we talk about the festival lineup? And we do have some tickets to give out.
Yes, we do.
We are going to start with talking about Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats.
Yes, Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats.
Oh, I called him Ratliff.
But it's okay. So many people have come in and wanted tickets to Daniel Radcliffe, which I'm like...
Daniel Radcliffe.
Like, not Harry Potter. It's like... I mean, and then the Avett Brothers, and it's funny because, and then Jackson Browne, people are like, you know, I want tickets to James Browne or, you know, maybe James Taylor, and we're like, Jackson Browne, and people get names mixed up all the time. But Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats, that is going to be such a fantastic way to
kick
it off. It's, they are a fun, high energy kind of blues band, and they're one of their songs, I think I can say this on radio, Son of a Bitch. Yeah, I can say that, right?
Oh, S-O-B- he sings it.
He does. He does. It's on the radio.
Just turned off across North Idaho.
Oh, S-O-B. I think it's actually called S-O-B, but it's a funny song.
Thanks, Dino. Okay. But we're not going to play that, though.
No, we're not. Okay.
We're going to play Hey Mama.
Oh, I love that song.
But we also, let's talk about the first two and play these songs back to back.
Perfect.
And then we do have tickets to give away for the second night, Walk Off the Earth.
We do. And Walk Off the Earth is a fantastic band. They are very intriguing. They're almost performance art. They use a lot of household items to play and create sounds. And or they do something where they all play the same guitar and at one time. And you know, they're really a lot of fun. And the Shook Twins are opening for them.
Ooh, we do
our
know
local that. Shook Twins.
Our local Shook Twins. What we're going to do is we're going to play Nathaniel Ratliff.
Yeah, you
Ratliff,
got it. Yeah.
And the Night Sweats, and then we'll go right into Walk Off the Earth. And the moment that Walk Off the Earth, you hear it starts playing, we'll take the first caller.
Let's do it.
How's that? And call 208-265-2992 for two free tickets to Walk Off the Earth on the...
Friday, August 2nd.
Oh, is it 1, 2, 3, 4? Okay,
it's, August 2nd. Yeah, it's easy.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to start off with Hey Mama.
I love that song.
Oh, I do too as well. Do It, Jack. That was a two-song set for the first two performers.
Mm-hmm.
Either performances or performers.
You could do, you just made up a new word. You I and sh- you, sh- that's probably the only thing you have in common with George Bush.
Okay. You mean, gosh, my memory doesn't go back that far.
Okay, that's probably a good thing.
Thursday, August 1st, Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats. But then we had Walk Off the Earth, the Canadian band, August 2nd. How are ticket sales doing on that?
Really great. I mean, they're really a sensation. But Nathaniel's the one that you really need to worry about. If you want tickets to that, you better get them now because they are number three behind Jackson Browne, who's already sold out, and Avett Brothers, and then you've got Nathaniel. So
cool.
get your tickets while you know, just jump on it. You need to do it.
And Dara Collison, she won the tickets to Walk Off the Earth.
Yes, indeed. Yay,
way to go,
Dara! You're gonna love that show with the Shook Twins.
We will get the tickets in the mail later today. Jackson Browne is on Saturday, and that's a sellout.
It's a sellout. It is a sellout. And
oh,
it was
Jackson, he's such a sellout.
The fact, he was the biggest, fastest sellout we've ever had, ever.
Oh. And there's no warm-up group.
That's right. It's an evening with Jackson Browne, and that's because he's going to play for a long, long time. He's going to play for probably 3 hours, and he's going to take a short intermission in the middle of the show, and he's coming with his full band.
I was going to ask you that, if he's going to be solo or...
Yeah, there's been a couple times when I've tried to get him in the past when it was a solo acoustic type setup. This is full band, I mean, which is great because then they can play a lot of the great songs off of albums like Running on Empty and...
Every album.
This woman brought a 45 of Running on Empty into our office the other day and gave it to us. She said she's been holding on to it.
Did people go, what is that?
I had to explain it to Molly Rickard, who is, you know, our marketing manager. And she's, you know, she's 25 years old. And she's like, well, what do you call this? And I said, it's a 45. And she goes, why? I go, because it's 45 RPMs, rotations per minute. You know, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I said, and then when the bigger albums, you know, that's, That's a 33 RPM. And these are called singles, otherwise called singles or 45s. And it was so funny because she goes, well, how come the hole is big? I go, well, then you had to put this thing in the middle of your turntable.
It was
and
not
then,
easy.
And then you could even stack them up. Remember stacking 45s?
And they'd click down.
Yeah. And then she goes, oh, wow. So that's how you guys did your old playlists. I go, yeah.
Molly, this was a time before cell phones.
Indeedy. When you'd sit around and listen to records.
Amen on that. We're not going to play a Jackson Browne because we all know Jackson Browne, and Dino, Jack, and I could not agree on which Jackson Browne to play. And also, time is running out this hour,
right.
And we still have Sunday Family Concert and Musical Zoo.
A musical zoo with our community orchestra. That's another part of our musical education mission. We have a group of local musicians. Once again, I mean, I think the youngest person in there is probably 8 or 9, and the oldest is in their 80s. And it's a really, really fun community orchestra. And Rachel Gordon is heading that up this year.
And are there going to be animals?
Oh, yes, there will
there
be animals.
There better be.
And lots. There are. There's a petting zoo with, like, goats and... Yeah, I don't know if there's a zebra this year, but there's all sorts of little animals
out
there. I just
love petting zoos.
Yeah, they're fun. Little pigs.
A zebra.
Horses. Yeah, maybe.
Haven't you ever had a
zebra before. Yeah,
haven't you ever
pretty
pet
fascinating.
A zebra?
Pretty fascinating.
I don't think
go to Africa, find
gonna,
one up yeah. and go pet it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then we have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah, everybody rest. Everybody rest. Everybody rest.
And then we get ready for Lake Street Guide, Abbott Brothers and Cool, and the Gang, and the Symphony.
Indeed. And for Lake Street Dive, and that's a, you know, the KRFY is going to be there in force that night. Velma
ta-da,
will be introducing
ta-da.
Them.
Yay,
and
Velma.
And the opening act is a band called Darling Side. These four guys who have a fantastic harmony.
Where are they from?
They are from back east. They all went to the same college. I can't remember if it was William and Mary or Brown, but they all were together in college and great musicians, kind of a multi-ethnic friendship group. And the dad, kind of bankrolled them for a few years and said, if you guys make it within 5 years, then
pay me back.
Then great. but otherwise, you've got your plan B. You know, your college education degree
in philosophy and English.
But they're probably. But they're huge. I mean, they're really great. Darling Side, and everyone's gonna love them. And there's a brew fest that night too, brew tasting, and you get a little Pilsner glass with unlimited tasting for $10. It's a pretty nice little deal there. And Lake Street Dive, who's absolutely fantastic. I mean, Rachel, the lead singer, her voice is just fantastic. And they got interrupted last year four years ago. There was a big storm, lightning, and they ended up coming off of the stage. You know, we brought them off. We have our weather safety protocols. But then they did go back on.
They were wonderful.
They went back on and after the lightning passed, but a lot of people had left. So.
Yes.
We hope that people will come and see a full performance of them this year.
They are not to be missed, and we're going to play a Lake Street Dive song.
Good.
And we've got tickets to give away, so we're going to take the third caller. 1, 2, 3. Call 208-265-2992. As soon as the song starts playing, we're going to be accepting phone calls for two tickets to Lake Street Dive, 208-265-2992. Did the music stop? We were just so blown away by the person who won the tickets from Boise. Sarah Porter, thank you very much for calling in. And that was Lake Street Dive. They were on August the 8th. And August the 9th at the festival.
The Avett Brothers.
I call them Avett Brothers. As long as they're not late for dinner, call them what you want.
I've heard them say Avett, so I'm going with Avett.
Okay.
But you could call them whatever they want. You can
That's
call
right.
They're just super awesome and talented.
They are.
Opening is a band called Che Apalache, which is Latin. They dub themselves as Latin Grass. And three of the members are from Brazil. And then the other guy, Joe, is from, like, Boston.
So are they traveling with the Okay, are they traveling with the brothers?
No, actually, Lake Street Dive is traveling with the Avett Brothers. Oh, that's how
right,
we got
that's
them.
That's right.
Because they're playing
right.
some bigger venues. Like, they're going on to play at the Gorge with Lake Street Dive opening for the Avett Brothers. Okay. So there's a connection, though, between them, because I thought they would go great with them. And then it turned out that the Joe, the guy, the one American in the band, he's like, his dad was the Avett Brothers road manager's dentist.
Whoa.
And that's kind of how I got
road
them approved.
Road manager's dentist.
Yeah, it's yeah. true. Okay. It's yeah. true. So that's how I got them to, because they are very picky about who opens for them.
Okay.
And
okay.
But they knew of the band because of that connection. And the Chiapalache people are going to love them. And of course, the Avett Brothers. I mean, I just, they're
wonderful.
They're wonderful. They really are. I've seen them play probably 3 or 4 times. And you were mentioning the movie.
The movie, the Panada Theater, mm-hmm. I want to guess, 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
maybe. I'm guessing. If you ever get a chance, I forget
mm-hmm.
what it's called, but it's well worth seeing about
yes,
the band
definitely.
And their roots in North Carolina.
Yes, mm-hmm. indeed.
Perfect.
Indeed.
And then we exit out of that Friday into Saturday with
Cool and the Gang. Cool and the Gang. That's a dance concert. Oh, yeah. And that is going to be the best show. People are going to love it so much. These guys are such pros, and it has the most heavy production of any show that we've ever produced. I mean, all of...
What do you mean when you say heavy production?
Well, as far as like all of the miking that's going to be done on the various instruments, we're flying in a separate monitor engineer that specializes in this type of thing. I mean, these guys are going to be dancing, they're going to be singing, they're going to be playing all these horns. It's going to be impossible. That's why we made it a dance show where people can stand up, because it'll be impossible to sit down during the show, I think.
Wonderful.
And then we have Leroy Bell and his Only Friends, which is a popular band. Band that comes yeah. through to Sandpoint. They love it here. And I heard a surprise. Playing with them, coming along as the lead guitarist, is E.E. Smith. You know E.E. Smith from Saturday Night Live? He was the musical director for many, many years.
A gazillion years.
Yeah, he's doing a recording project with them in Seattle at the time. And so they said, hey, you want to go play with us in Sandpoint? And he's like, sure. So that's going to be a super treat for people.
And then the reason why we're moving fast is that we're running out of time, and we still have one more set of tickets to give to Cool and the Gang.
Spokane
Symphony,
yes.
The grand finale. And then we'll play a Cool and the Gang song, and whoever calls in second can get 2 tickets to Spokane Symphony.
Right. And the different thing about the Spokane Symphony this year is that they're going to be joined for the first half by a fantastic young quintet, the Cyberite 5. And they're going to be doing classical takes on a lot of popular songs, like Take On Me by A-ha, Heartbreaker by Led Zeppelin. You know, the whole Radiohead, there's a song by Radiohead in there.
Oh, what fun.
So the first part is going to be kind of pops. Like and then the second half is Tchaikovsky's Symphonies for Strings. So this is really highlighting the strings of the Spokane Symphony for this. But we will be opening with a Mozart overture.
And
the wine tasting. Well, yes, indeed. You know, the pantomime that Jim was just doing was pretty fun.
It looked like a cup of tea.
It looked a little bit, but I knew what you were talking about. But yeah, I mean, some people think this is a concert with a wine tasting. Other people think this is a wine tasting with a concert.
With music.
Because it's a wonderful, it starts at 4:30. It's complimentary for everyone over 21. And you get to quaff like wines from 30 different Northwest wineries.
Can't beat that.
Nope.
And then, of course, fireworks.
Fireworks from
Avista. Of course,
Avista.
Fireworks. We're going to play Cool and the Gang, probably the song that they're best known for. And we'll take the second caller. We've got 2 tickets to the Spokane Symphony on Sunday, August the 11th, with wine tasting in the Sybarite 5.
Mm-hmm.
Here is Cool and the Gang. Call. Jack has been stretching, pointing to 208-265-2992. We'll take the second caller. That is Cool and the Gang. Celebrate Saturday, August 10th. And we did have a winner for the 2 Spokane Symphony tickets, Steve Sanchez. Boy, we were all over the place with our winners. We had Sandpoint, Boise, and Hope.
Wow, good. That's good mm-hmm. Geographic diversity there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Love it.
The 3 most important cities in Idaho, I would say.
I couldn't think of a 4th. I couldn't think of any competition. We want to thank Dinah Wall for coming on. And one more time about the festivities tonight.
Ah, yes. Please join us. Come by boat, car, kayak, however.
Boat.
Yeah, we're bike.
Boat.
Yeah, however you want to. You can come on out to Dover Bay.
There's the bike path goes all the way out there.
Oh,
yes.
The
as
bike
well.
Path goes all. It's an easy ride on your bike.
Schmeezy.
It's like, what, like 3 miles or something? It's not a big whoop. No. Get on out there. And it starts at 5 to 7. We have musical entertainment with Red Blend. We have complimentary hors d'oeuvres or poo-poos or
sneaky snacks
or happy appies, whatever you want to call them. And we'll be unveiling the poster artwork at about 6 o'clock.
Thank you
with Bob
so much.
Bissett, our fabulous artist.
Robert.
We call him Bob.
Wonderful. That is tonight. Well, you're bringing your fingers together. Is there a charge?
Yeah.
No, this is free.
Complimentary.
Free. Complimentary.
Complimentary.
And if you've never been out to Dover Bay, that's a great venue.
Oh, it is. It's wonderful.
The
Dish at Dover Bay.
And
it's in that little lawn area right between the clubhouse and the restaurant.
Beat that.
There's
can't
a
beat
tent.
That.
Look for the white tent. There's plenty of parking out there. And yeah.
We won't see you until after the festival.
Well, I hope I see you at the first week of the festival, Jim. You better be there.
I will be
okay.
there.
Okay. You'll be dancing. Jack will be there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
You'll have your little chicken wing. You have your shoulder surgery.
My shoulder surgery, but you know, I'll be bopping.
I know. You'll find a way. If I know you, you'll find a way.
Thank you so much for taking time.
Thanks for having me. I always enjoy talking with the KRFY audience and YouTube gentlemen.
It's fun. And we want to thank the festival for all the great work that they do, not only in terms of bringing first-class entertainment, but doing good for the community.
Well, thanks. You know, it's our pleasure and our joy.
And thank you for the ticket giveaways. Dinah Wall, the executive director, and she's going to just disappear into that abyss.
I'm ready to jump. Ready to do the swan dive in.
She's going to bail into, and we
3 weeks from today, festival starts.
She will resurface in mid-August.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I will.
What do we say to an executive director heading into the big thing? Break a leg, break a...
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
A leg.
Okay, I will.
Jack, should we do a few? Mm-hmm. Or we're practically out of time, aren't we?
We are 3 minutes from the top of the hour. Do you got? Any events?
Well,
at
the Panada Theater, Judi Dench in a movie called Red Joan opens tonight. And if you want to find out more information about Red Joan, go to panada.org and it'll give you the times. I don't know the exact. I know it's tonight because I'm volunteering for it to pop popcorn.
Ooh, yeah.
My last chance to pop popcorn because for a while I'll be chicken winging it.
That's hard to pop popcorn with one arm.
have you seen it, Jim?
No, I haven't. Mm-hmm. I've poked up the trailer and it looks like a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Serious. Judi Dench can do it all.
I'm a big fan of hers. And
Dame Judi Dench.
Sometimes mm-hmm. I need subtitles.
Mm-hmm. I think it was 2 weeks ago, before the 4th of July, boy, it seems like forever ago, that we were talking about Beer Fest right here in this very studio, Jim, with the ladies from the Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
And
here
we are. It's this weekend. It's from noon to 5 p.m. Saturday, July 13th. It is Beer Fest out on the lawn at Trinity at City Beach. Sample a variety of beers from local and regional breweries, plus enjoy food from Trinity, live music, raffles, and more. Let's see. It's also, this Saturday, is the 17th annual Sandpoint Antique and Classic Boat Show.
Wooden boat.
Ooh,
wooden
mm-hmm.
boat.
Love that.
Wooden
love
boat
that.
Show. Also, this is the weekend of Summerfest.
Oh, it is.
Summerfest, also previously known as Jerry Fest, but Summerfest at Eureka mm-hmm. Institute, their
Sagal.
Property mm-hmm. out in Sagal. This is a bit. JC's Run is on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Wow, big weekend.
Major weekend. No sleep. You'll get no sleep.
Right. It is the Festival at Sandpoint Art unveiling tonight, of course. It is, let's see, did you see the lineup or hear anything about the Summerfest weekend this weekend?
Oh, the lineup is incredible. Yeah. I mean, everyone is there.
Yes.
Except Adele.
Yes. Everyone who's not at the festival is at Summerfest this
weekend.
Awesome.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
and it looks like the weather's going to hold.
It looks like it. So, I think we're going to be okay. There's a lot of live music going on. The Panada Theater is hosting a feeling groovy dance party.
That's Friday night.
Yeah. A retro dance party with hits from the 60s and 70s and live music by A Taste of Love. How's that going to go with the dance?
I don't know.
Where is
where
that?
Are they dancing?
At the Panada.
Oh, wow.
Do you dance up on stage? Or
It could be in the little theater. I don't know. I would go to .org, panada.org, to get more information. Because I think Red Joan is tonight and then Saturday, Sunday, something like that. You need to get the exact times. But yes, Feeling Groovy Dance Party on Friday night.
Okay, it's Shangri-La at the Lake also on Saturday. The Underground Kindness.
That's a really great event always, yeah.
Yes, this is over, Juvenile Justice Center, Kinderhaven, and the Sandpoint Teen Center will be benefiting from the proceeds of that. Mm-hmm. Go to undergroundkindness.org for more information. And there's tons more going on, so check it out.
This is summer, and you can be busy every moment of the weekend.
It seems that way. Wow, that's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm. That's why we have the transitional seasons of spring and fall to recover.
To recover, indeed. Prepare and recover.
Jack, this has been good.
Likewise.
And I shall see you next week. And Dino, we will not see you next week, but we'll be thinking of you.
And I'll be listening to you.
Oh, bless your soul.
Thank you, Dino.
Bird note, tweet.
Oh, bird note.
Mm-hmm. Yes, stay tuned for Bird Note and then Otto's Eclectic Mix all day long here on 88.5 KRFY. This is Panhandle Community Radio.